This is Ozarks at Large. For several years, the band Early Morning Bourbon Girls would turn up all over Fayetteville. Formed by Rebecca Champagne and Meredith Martin Motes, the band began as a duo playing at the Fayetteville Farmers Market. They were formed from the ashes of a couple of other bands familiar in the early 2000s in Fayetteville, Pity Sing and Woods of Fire. Soon Meredith, who at the time was working as a producer for Ozarks at Large, and Rebecca had a few more women singing with them, and then a few more. Over time, some of the members left town, and eventually the Early Morning Bourbon Girls ceased playing together. But Saturday, December 28th, many of them will gather back for a reunion show of sorts at Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville. This past weekend, the two founding members, Rebecca and Meredith, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play some music and talk about the beginnings of the Early Morning Bourbon Girls.
Meredith and I had been playing music together for several years already. Woods of Fire had recorded an album, and that band was kind of done. A lot of the members were moving on to do other things. And so Meredith and I decided that we didn't want to stop singing together, but we wanted it to be a genesis of something different. And so that's how we started with the Early Morning Bourbon Girls, just the two of us at the farmer's market.
And then it grew, and it grew.
Oh, yes, it did.
We started off doing, I kind of didn't want to write songs for a while. I was kind of wanting to explore more traditional music. And so we were working with that, and we were thinking, like, this would be really fun to fill these parts out with, like, bigger vocals and stuff like that. And then also, as well, some of the stuff we've written. And then I think also we were just, like, looking around, and there were no women in music in Fayetteville. And we were both like, what's up with, you know, why is this going on? Why are there no? I mean, there were, but, like, not so much in our generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, older generations, maybe. And I was out one night, and I just started talking to people, and I was like, let's start a women's collective. Everybody come to my house on Sunday. And, like,
open invitation. Anybody that wants to come, just come.
And then they did.
And we were very surprised that they did.
Mm-hmm. The two of you had sung. You'd been in bands, but you had some women in the Early Morning Bourbon Girls who had never sung in front of people before, right?
Yes, we absolutely did. Probably didn't really have any business singing in front of people, but we didn't care. It was fun.
Well, you know, you say that, and I remember when Meredith was first telling me about this, in the back of my head, I thought, well, is this going to work or not?
Right.
And the surprise, I don't know if I should say the surprise, but
it's surprising.
It worked so well.
It did. Yeah. And we talked about that some earlier today, and it's mm-hmm. just part of it is because, well, first of all, you get a crowd big enough. At our peak, I think we had about 14 people on stage. Mm-hmm. You get a crowd big enough, and, you know, the singers that are singing are what you're going to hear. And then the rest of it is just fun. You just see this herd of women on the stage having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so even the people that weren't really strong singers were contributing to the experience of the Bourbon Girls at the time.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, like, oftentimes men, like, especially in, like, indie pop and indie rock and stuff, which was what I was influenced by as a teenager, are, like, really encouraged to be experimental with instruments and stuff. Like, you don't have to, like, be really good at an instrument to pick it up and start playing with other people. And I don't really feel like that's really encouraged in, like, teenage, at least not when I was a teenager, like, in early 20s and stuff. And so we felt certain that these women could play. They just had never really tried, you know? Mm-hmm. So we wanted to create this environment where, like, oh, you've always wanted to pick this up. Come pick it up.
Yeah.
We don't care
now's
if it doesn't
your chance.
Sound good.
Yeah.
Just do it. Like, you know, and so it's really...
You can stomp on time. Oh, okay, here you go. Here's your part.
Yeah,
you're our official stomper.
Yeah, or we know you can sing harmony. Like, let's hear you, you know, like, and so it was like... And then getting used to, like, going from singing really softly to, like, projecting your voice and stuff like that. And we just knew there was all this talent in the town that wasn't necessarily... We weren't hearing them play out. And so we wanted to kind of create this space where people could come and feel safe to be like, okay, yeah, I'll try it, you know?
The whole thing started with the two of you at the farmer's market. So
yes.
It's just you and you.
Yes.
And you know each other. You know how you work. You know how you sing. You know when to come in.
Yep.
Then what was it like to have that multiplied several times?
It was like herding cats.
Well, and Heather was probably the third person who came in. And Heather had been in Woods of Fire with us. And
mm-hmm.
So Heather played.
So there was familiarity mm-hmm. there with working with her.
She did trumpet, guitar, and she was starting to write her own songs, too, which was cool. So we were both writing songs, me and Heather. So that was really cool to see her kind of go from working on writing songs to actually doing ones that she brought to the group and said, hey, let's work with this, you mm-hmm. know. But yeah, it was like hurting.
It was yeah, and it was kind
fun.
Of like
kind of
like, you know, anything goes, and then eventually one of us would be like, okay, we need to actually practice. There, you know, it did require some whip cracking and like, let's get focused. Mm-hmm. But somebody would bring an idea, we'd try it and we would do it, or we would all say, eh, not so much, move on.
And that was collaborative. The funnest part was having people be like, you know, maybe somebody who'd been coming for a few weeks, and then they would be like, you know, I have an idea. And then it would be like a really great idea, you know, and that was so fun to see, you know. People come in and say, well, I haven't really ever done this before. And then within a few weeks, they're like, well, what if we put this harmony here? What if we added this? Or I don't know, maybe we should put this verse here. Like kind of actually taking these songs that we'd written or some traditionals we'd put together and actually helping us deconstruct the songs and put them back in a way that worked for the group. That was so cool.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
What are you going to play for this? Do we call it a reunion show? Just a show?
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a reunion show. That was the spirit behind it, you know, taking advantage of Christmas break and some people were going to be in town. And we've talked over the years how it would be fun to do a reunion show. It's not necessarily a reunion in the sense that we're missing, you know, half the members. We're just widespread all over the country and all over the world. So it's a semi-reunion show. We're missing a lot of faces and voices, but yeah, reunion show.
And we're going to try to do some stuff that me and Rebecca kind of did by ourselves, and also we're going to do some Woods of Fire stuff, which is a band before as well. So it's going to be a hodgepodge of like.
We're going to do whatever the heck we want, because the point of the show is for Meredith and I to get to sing together and have a blast. It may be our last chance, who knows? But I know people at Maxine's, so I knew we had a venue. They would not tell me no. So we're just going to play whatever we want, basically.
Well, can you play something now?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, so this was a cover. This was the Carter family recorded it, made it, I guess, well known or whatever. And this actually was going to be our band name.
Oh,
for
yeah,
a while.
We thought when we started at that first farmer's market morning, we thought what are we going to call ourselves? And we thought maybe we'd call ourselves Single Girl, Married Girl, because at the time that was our actual status. One of us was single, one was married. And it just didn't, you know, wasn't quite right. So as we caught ourselves pouring bourbon in our coffee, we realized that, oh, we are the early morning bourbon girls. Because how else do you get up and sing at 7 in the morning?
Right, or we were like trying
as
to
a 20-something especially, you know, like that was a struggle.
Yeah.
7 o'clock is nothing nowadays, but.
Right. But hot toddies will do the trick when you got to sing at 6 o'clock on
does.
Saturday morning.
See why you guys like singing together so much.
I love it.
How did you find out that? How did that start? You singing together?
Gosh, Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
Like 98 or 99,
yeah.
I guess.
I knew Meredith worked at Barnes & Noble.
Right.
You did too, Rebecca?
No.
It was 2000, because I didn't move to Fayetteville until 2000. So
yeah, I guess it was like 2000. I hung out and was friends with people that worked at Barnes & Noble. We owe a lot to Barnes & Noble, actually, come to think of it.
We really do.
And so we would all, you know, go to shows together and sit around and play music together. And Meredith and Brian were working on stuff, and I basically was, you know, I kind of invited myself, is how I remember it, mm-hmm. with the original version of Pity Sing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I sing. Y'all just need to let me sing this part here.
We did.
And they did. It's crazy. They did. They let me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then because it was just the three of us for a while, mm-hmm. we went by Pity Sing.
But I remember Meredith and I both being pretty terrified, but particularly Meredith.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm just any chance I get to be on a stage, and I'm there loving it. And Meredith was writing these great songs, and they were incredible. And I remember in the early stages of Pity Sing and just being like, oh, Meredith, please sing into the microphone. This is amazing. Yeah. And I would intentionally sing really, really loud so that she could not hear herself unless she started to push it, you know. Yeah. And I remember that we changed a lot, and our voices grew a lot together over the years.
Yeah, I would have never got out there and sing if it hadn't been for Rebecca Fishman, because I would literally... Like, when it was time to play a show, I would just want to throw up. Like, I was just so terrified and just, like, miserable. I was like, why does anyone ever want to do this? Like, and then, like, Rebecca, like, just really pushed me. And she was like, sing on the mic. Sing on the mic, you know. And it took me about 8 years. And now I'm sort of not nervous anymore after well, 8 years or whatever.
Meredith, I have to ask this because, of course, you worked with me for 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
You would produce addition. Did being on the radio bother you?
No.
Okay.
No,
I understand that, believe me.
It's just a different, I don't know. Yeah, it's just a different kind of feel. And also the emphasis was, when you're working radio, the emphasis on the other person that you're mm-hmm. interviewing. It's not on you.
Yeah.
And that was really fun because you get to highlight other people's right. stories. But this is like, you're up there and you're like singing the song.
And you're like,
this is a
song I wrote, right. bearing my soul and my heart, by the way.
Right.
So please judge me
right.
and whether or not I'm on key and the content of my song.
Right.
The first song that you sang, you know, Single Girl, because you guys have gone through so many changes since you started,
yes.
right? You're both married. You're both moms. You
totally got a haircut.
you both changed careers.
Yeah. yeah.
Does,
yes.
You know, that's there's a lot that's happened since.
A lot. We've been joking about we should probably change the band name
right.
from Early Morning Bourbon Girls to.
Yeah, what was it?
I don't even know. It's like.
Late Night Coffee.
Yeah, Late Night, Give Me a Second Cup of Coffee, I Have Too Many Kids, Girls, or something. A lot more babies, a lot less bourbon.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, how about another song?
Sure.
Okay.
Our hands in the hot water springs, a bedpost in the bar, but we were too young to drink. I should have known this wouldn't come back to haunt you. Painting of biscuits on the wall, they've probably torn it down since then. Tank of gas. That night you left, I fell asleep so fast. And I dreamed that you were dying, that white shirt red. I should have known this would come back to haunt me. The spider web meets the broom. It's also common to see a house built so tall come softly crashing down. Moon, 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 keep
Okay, I don't want to get too philosophical, but do you think your lives were changed because of the Early Morning Bourbon Girls?
Oh, yeah. I think pretty much everybody involved in it. We were reminiscing earlier talking about how there were some people that came in that had never sung in front of anybody before. And, you know, and then you all of a sudden they're in this mix and they find a voice and they find a safe herd that they can move around in this pack. And we would, you know, go out and watch shows and just be involved in a part of things that we probably wouldn't have just as individuals. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Yeah, I know that definitely our lives are changed.
Yeah, and I would have never started doing music on my own. By myself doing coffee shops and stuff if it hadn't been for Bourbon Girls, because like I said, I was so nervous. Rebecca had to practically drag me on stage every time we had a Woods of Fire show to then I went to voluntarily being like, I'll play this show with this coffee. I didn't really enjoy it, but I did do it. It's not that I didn't enjoy it, it's just that I missed the harmony. For me, like singing without harmony is...
I feel the same way too.
Saturday night, the 28th, at Maxine's. What time?
Maxine's, 7 o'clock, and we're going to be joined by a newly developed band called A Room Full of Friends, which is basically the band formerly known as The Good Fear.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
Yeah, you bet.
Meredith Martin-Motes and Rebecca Champagne are two members of the band The Early Morning Bourbon Girls, and they were inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. The reunion show will be Saturday night at Maxine's Tap Room in downtown Fayetteville. The show is free. We'll hear another song from them Sunday morning at 9 on the next edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large.